Sports.
The very best of U.S. racing 7 days a week.
Looking at Lee, can't catch, always dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Sky Sports Radio features all the Group 1 international racing from England. The July Cup from Newmarket will be followed by carnivals from Goodwood and York. Catch all the action late every night, plus get all the markets on the Tab app.
Your next bet is as easy as 123 or 213 or 132 or 231. The Tab's made 123 even easier with the new Trio. When you have a Trio, it doesn't matter what order your horse has finished. Simply pick the first three in any order to win. Plus, you can now see your approximate payout at the time you place your Trio bet online or via the Tab app. Try a Trio today and make 123 easier. Tab, who are you backing?
Available to S-Tab and New South Wales Tab customers only. Gamble responsibly.
Warrowing Needy was freakishly fast at 2.149.4. Warrowing Needy was faster still at 3. Warrowing Needy was the fastest horse in the world at 4.146.4. Warrowing Needy was one of the fastest and most exciting pacers of the last decade. Warrowing Needy, standing at Urabee Start in New South Wales. Visit urabee.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio is hitting the road next week to bring you the latest in the battle against drought. Racing HQ will broadcast from Tamworth, Ningen, Dubbo and Bathurst, all areas that continue to battle in the most fragile of conditions. Be listening Tuesday morning from 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a quality yearling filly by Zoostar, the hottest young sire in Australia, champion first crop sire and now leading second crop sire. Our filly is from Moon to French, a stakes winner and Group 1 place to champion Mare Zenyatta. And our filly's had four siblings to race, all winners. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this fabulous filly at $12,885 per share. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Racing Rewind, every Sunday morning from 10:30.
Welcome back. At 28 minutes to 11, Amanda Rando joins me now to preview a big day at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, with seven Group 1s on the card. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Bumper day we have ahead of us today with those seven Group 1s and some really good finals of the Alibi Breeders' Challenge. Just some great horse flesh going around, so I can't wait.
The first race is just under 60 minutes away, so let's take a look at the card. We'll preview race by race. The first, Amanda, is the Tabcorp Harness Race in New South Wales Rising Stars Heat. Due at 11:30, there's no scratchings here in a field of 10, and with the tab fixed on, it's one Argyle Beach is $1.55. Two Most Happy Cullen is $4.60, and the other one in single figures is number 8 Royal Story, which is at $6.50.
Yeah, so there, luckily there's two heats for the Rising Stars at Menangle today, Simon, and in this first heat, Jake Hughes is leading the charge, so he'll be looking to try and retain his lead here. He's driving the 5, Captain Rocky, but I haven't included Jake in my selections here. My numbers for race 1 are 2, 1, 3 and 8. I put the 2 on top, Most Happy Cullen. I think he has the early speed to make the most of the draw, which is going to be vital in this race, and I think he grades fairly well also. He's a last start winner at this venue as well in decent time over the mile, so that's promising to me. I also like the one Argyle Beach, the one that they've been backing this week. This horse showed early speed over the 2300 metres last week, which is her first look at this track as well, and it was quite an encouraging fourth that she ran, and I think this task today is slightly easier, especially with this draw. I'm also including the 3 Golden Year and the 8 here, Royal Story, so race 1 numbers for me are 2, 1, 3, 8.
So 2, 1, 3 and 8 there in the first. Race 2 is the second of those Rising Stars heats. No scratchings in this one, and again a field of 10 with the market 1. Santana's Rocket is $3.40. 4, That's What I Said, is $3.80. 8, Rocking, and 9, Always Flashing, are both at $6.50.
So I think that's great value for the four on top here. That's what I said. This horse, that's who I'm tipping on top. And he won at this track three starts ago, led throughout, went 153 and change. And he is capable of going faster. And this draw is key for him today. I thought he ran a really encouraging second to Vegas Star here a couple of weeks ago and can capitalise off that effort. Next best for me is the one, Santana's Rocket. This horse was super impressive winning his Australian debut out at Bathurst recently. This is a bit of a step up today, Simon, but his performance out at Bathurst and the time he ran was strong enough to be considered a major player in this one. I'm also including the eight, Rocking This Mare. She's been very unlucky in the last couple of starts, racing with a flat tyre. So with some luck, she's right in this as well. And my fourth pick is the 10, Our Jimmy. So race two numbers are 4, 1, 8 and 10.
So 4, 1, 8, 10 there in the second over to the third, the Alabar Pace, which is an M1 only. And the one scratching is 6, Big Bang Leonard. And with the market on race 3, Amanda, we've got 7, Raukapuka Ruler. Raukapuka Ruler at $1.75. 10 Alpine Stride is at $5. And 8, Double Encounter is your next best at $6.50.
Yeah, look, I like the 8 on top, Double Encounter. I think he's a good each-way bet in this race at those odds. He's such a consistent type and versatile as well, Simon. He can work forward. He can be safe for one crack at them as well. And, look, he won extremely well 4 starts ago and has been close ever since. His closing sectionals when he finished third to the Black Prince at Menangle last week were very strong. And I think this race is a touch easier today. I also like the 7 here, Rupaka Rula. He is the class runner of the field. He has been out of the money in his 2 starts this preparation, but he gets his chance to bounce back here because he just grades so well, considering 3 starts ago he went around in the Hunter Cup. So you really got to take him seriously. My third pick here is the 9, which is Ideal Pleasure. She's won her last 2 starts, and for fourth I have the 11, Pay Me Sam. So race 3 numbers for me are 8, 7, 9 and 11.
8, 7, 9, 11 in the third. The fourth event is the first of the group ones, and it's the Breeders' Challenge Final for the 2-year-old Colts and Geldings. The 2 scratchings are 2 Mr. Finnegan and 10 Ducker. And the market, Amanda's got 1 Jillaby Nitro, $1.22. 9 Be Happy Mac at $4.20. They are the only 2 in single figures.
Yeah, well, Jillaby Nitro, he's come out a little bit. He was $1.20, now $1.22. But look, I think he's the horse to beat. He's the pin-up boy at the moment. He ran a career best 152-3 to win his semi a fortnight ago here at Menangle. And he looked like he did it all in first gear, Simon. So look, I think he looks extremely hard to beat from this draw. I also really like the 9 Be Happy Mac for Emma Stewart and Luke McCarthy taking the drive here. He's also a very classy colt that comes into this having won his heat and semi, and he's had to do it tough both times, and that's going to be the same case today from this draw. But he definitely has the toughness to sustain a quick mile, and I think he's going to be finishing quite close to Jillaby Nitro. My third pick is the 3 St. Emilion. This horse was huge in his semi, missing away at the start and ended up finishing fourth. It was a massive run. And my fourth pick is the 6 here, Rockin' with Elvis. So race 4, Simon, my numbers are 1, 9, 3 and 6.
1, 9, 3, 6 in the fourth. Race 5 is the Group 1 Alabar New South Wales Breeders' Challenge for the 2-year-old fillies. Take out 6 Joe's Joy and 12 Olivia Shannon. And with this market, Amanda, 5 Pelosi is $1.70. 3 Didn't Die is at $5.50. We've got 2 Kiang Jackie and 11 Vincenzina, both $8. And then 1 Mel Michelle Lemak at $8.50.
Yeah, it's a fantastic race, Simon. Some very talented fillies going around here. My numbers are 5, 11, 4 and 8. I put the 5 on top, Pelosi. I thought she was very brave in defeating her semi after having to do all the work. And it was her first run in 3 weeks and her first look at Menangle as well. So I've got no doubt she's going to improve from that experience. She's a proven filly. She's already a Group 1 winner. And I think this is her race today. I think the 11, Vincenzina, can run a huge race. race. One of her best assets, Simon, is her point-to-point speed, which she's going to need from this draw, but she was very impressive causing an upset to win the semi and certainly can't be underestimated here. And she just loves this Menangle track as well. She's undefeated in her two looks at this track. Third pick for me is the four, Dance Like an Angel. She won her heat out at Bathurst, Simon, ran the fastest heat time, even faster than the boys, and was very impressive. She's had a bit of a checkered prep since then, but I caught up with Brad Hewitt during the week about this filly, and he said she's back on track. So I think she's one certainly to include in your multiples, and I'm also including the eight here, I Can Run. So race five numbers again are 5, 11, 4 and 8.
So 5, 11, 4, 8 there in race 5. Race 6 is the final for the three-year-old fillies. And the scratchings are 2, Lily Madamak, and number 11, Dollar Bell, has come out as well. Big stubs here, Amanda. We've got 6, Kiang Liberty, $2.30. 5, Western Secret, $3.90. 10, No Win, No Feed, $4.40. And 4, Myra Dore, rounds up the top 4 at $5.
Yeah, another great race. And this is quite an open race as well, Simon. My numbers are 6, 10, 1 and 4. I put the 6 on top, Kiang Liberty. She's only had the 3 starts this season and she's improved with each run. And look, I think she'll take another step up again today following her very impressive semi-win last start. She has early speed as well and she went a career best 152.8 to win her semi. So she's going into this with some really strong form. Also really like the 10, No Win, No Feed. This filly has had to display toughness in all her runs to earn her spot in this final today, and that's really encouraging, especially with the draw she's been dealt with here. She is one of the stronger fillies in the race and she can be put into it and make her own luck, so that's appealing to me. I'm also including the 1, she's a Maltese. I think she's going to get a great trip from this draw. And for 4th I have the 4, Myra Dawn. So race 6 numbers are 6, 10, 1 and 4.
6, 10, 1, 4 there in race 6. Across to race 7, the final for the three-year-old colts and geldings. Take out 3, Smooth Cash and 6, Colossal Stride. With this market, 1, Lock and Verade is $1.45. 9, Max Delight is $2.50. And the other one in single figures is 7, Hard Hitter, which is $9. Hard Hitter's Bensley's horse, isn't it, Amanda?
Yes, it is. And what a race this is. Oh, this is probably the one I'm looking forward to the most. Some very talented types going around in this one too. So, and tactics are going to be huge in this race. So my numbers are 9172. I put the 9 on top, Max Delight. This horse just continues to impress me. Ever since he won the New South Wales Derby at Menangle back in March, they ran an incredible time over the 2400 metres. And he had blistering early speed as well, and he can do it at the end of his races. So he's definitely got plenty of cards up his sleeve for Todd McCarthy, his driver, to utilise here from this wide draw. But yeah, he won his heat very well, won his semi even better, and I really like him in this race today. Next best for me is the 1, Lock and Var Art. This is the best draw he's had in his career, which hopefully he can take full advantage of. I thought he was brave in defeat, finishing 2nd in his semi to Hard Hitter. He had to do the work outside him. And look, I think he's going to be better again today because that was only his 3rd start back from a freshen up. So the draw is certainly key for him. 3rd pick for me is the 7, Hard Hitter. He was very impressive winning his heat and semi. And it's just going to have to do a bit of work from the draw. And for 4th, I have the 2, Rock and Marty, just to add a bit of value to the mix. So race 7 numbers are 9, 1, 7 and 2.
So 9, 1, 7, 2 there, race 7. Now we move across to race 8, the Group 1 Tab Len Smith Mile. It's due at 3.52. Scratchings are emergencies. 2, Lurum Creek and 9, Code Black. And in the Len Smith, Amanda, 1, Major Dan is 2.20. 3, Our Uncle Sam is 3.30. 6, Elmer's Image is $6. So how do you see the speed map here coming out of the mobile? Who's likely to lead?
Look, I think Major Dan certainly holds the key here from the draw, and he certainly has the early speed to make the most of it. But, you know, just in his career, he has had, you know, he's been a little bit naughty at the start of his races, and he's going into this fresh. We haven't seen him race for a little while. So that's the only disadvantage for him. But, look, if he puts it all together, he can certainly make the most of this draw. But, there's going to be fireworks early here. My numbers, Simon, are 3, 1, 6 and 7. 7. I put the 3 on top, Our Uncle Sam. I think he can really give this a shake and at good value too. He's been well supported in betting throughout the week. This is his, he finished 7th in the Golden Mile here at Menangle 2 weeks ago, and it was a very strong effort considering he finished out of the money. He was only beaten 5 metres, and he ran his last half in 53.2 and last quarter in 25.9, and that was faster than anything else in the race, and he drew barrier 10 on that occasion. So he comes out of 2 today with the scratching of the first emergency, so I think he can really take advantage of that here. Next best for me is the 1 Major Dam. This horse loves the mile, Simon. He's rated 148.9 here before. He's first up, which is the only concern I've got here, but he broke 150 in a trial at Menangle last Tuesday week, and from the draw can certainly give this a shake. Third pick for me is the 6 Elmer's Image, and for fourth I have the 7 Joestar of Mia, who's been really unlucky this prep, but certainly has the ability, so don't underestimate him. So race 8 numbers are 3, 1, 6 and 7.
So 3, 1, 6, 7 there in the Len Smith. Over to race 9 now. This one's the final of the Breeders' Challenge for the 4-year-old Entires and Geldings. Scratchings are 5 Boyd Writer and 7 Maximus Red. 12 Ignatius, it's $1.85. 3 Bright Energy is $3.80. And 11 Sicario is at $9.
Yeah, look, I'm going for the value here with the 3 Bright Energy on top. I thought he was really impressive in last week's semi. He led. They went very hard early. They went a first half in 54.3, and he was only beaten a length, so it was very eye-catching. He won his 3 starts prior to that, all back from a spell, and he just has the draw advantage over his rivals. Second pick for me is the 12 Ignatius. He is the best horse in the field, in my opinion. Draws have just been his enemy this whole preparation, and that's the same case today. But look, he has a tough task ahead of him, but he certainly can't be underestimated. He is a champion in my eyes, but yeah, he's just going to have to do it the hard way. Third pick for me is the 11 Sicario. I thought he was encouraging running second in his semi, and for fourth I had the 8 Warden, so race 9, 3 to beat 12, 11 and 8.
So that's in race 9 there, across to race number 10, which is the 4-year-old mare's final. Take out 6 Love My Sister and 11 Call Me Queen Bee. And number 10, Good Time Heaven's the favourite, Amanda at $2.50. 9 Art Series is $3.50, and then 8 Black Silhouette is $4.80.
Yeah, my numbers here are 9, 10, 12 and 8. I put the 9 on top, Art Series. She's such a tough mare, and she showed that winning her semi. She sat outside them and they went 152.3, and she has won in 151 and change here before, and her recent form is just too hard to ignore. Number 10, Good Time Heaven. She's had 3 starts back from a lengthy spell now, so she's going to be better again today, Simon. She won her semi in a good time. She ran a career best 152 racing outside them, so she's a huge threat. The 12, Redbank Addy, she just loves this track. She was very smart winning here last start, and for fourth, the 8, Black Silhouette. So race 10, 9 to beat 10, 12 and 8.
So 9 from 10, 12 and 8, race 10 and race 11. The lucky last is the Sky Racing Pace, Stuart 5.43. The scratching is number 4, Expressionist. 6, Code Black is at $2.25. Then 5, The Black Prince, $3.60. And 2, Lurum Creek is at $5.50.
Yeah, this is such a good race to end the program with, Simon. This is kind of like the second race off the Len Smith Mile, and it's such a strong race. I've lent the way of the 2 on top, Lurum Creek, and I think that's good odds for him. I think this is a great draw for him. He won back-to-back races here earlier in the month before only, you know, being narrowly beaten by Jillaby Bandit last week. And he has the race fitness on his side compared to some of his other rivals. Next best for me is the 6, Code Black. He was very impressive winning for Emma Stewart at Melton first up from a lengthy spell recently. He was away off the track for more than a year prior to that. I spoke with Luke McCarthy during the week, who's driving this horse today, and Luke marked this horse as one of his best chances on the program, which is huge. So you have to respect that. For fourth, I've got the 1 Outrageous L. He's got a lot of speed, and he's going to be suited by the draw. And my next pick is the 9 Courts in Session. So race 11, Simon. My numbers are 2, 6, 1 and 9.
So 2, 6, 1 and 9 in the last. And recapping your best, Amanda?
Oh, it's such a cracking day all over the card. Look, I'll go for a bit of value, and I really like in race 8, number 3, our Uncle Sam. He was incredible, finishing 7th first up from a break last start. His sectionals were very strong, so I think the draw is just going to help him so much today. And look, we'll also go race 2, number 4. That's what I said. I think this horse is good value as well. So just looking for a bit of value on a day where I think there's going to be a few shorties. So, yeah, they're my two for today.
Thanks, Amanda. Enjoy the afternoon.
Will do. Can't wait for it. Thanks, Simon.
It's coming up to 10 to 11.
Sky Sports Radio reminds you to stay within the speed limit when travelling to or from race meetings. Be aware of your speed when travelling through country towns and when overtaking other vehicles. Stay safe throughout New South Wales.
Lazarus, arguably the greatest pacer to ever race down under. Winner of a massive 15 Group 1s and over $4 million in prize money. Lazarus, standing at Uribe Stud in New South Wales.
The Big Sports Breakfast.
Jimmy Maloney joins us on the phone from Perth. G'day, Jimmy.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Do you feel like you're the Bradbury? Do you feel like you're the last man standing?
Cookie called me Bradbury the other day, and I'm just excited to be back here. I always love playing in the New South Wales jersey. You come back in a must-win game. Packed house over here in Perth. Can't wait.
What will you bring to this team, Jimmy?
Hopefully I can take some pressure off, mate. As always happens when you lose, a bit of scrutiny fell on the halves. We had a look at the video yesterday. There were quite a few missed opportunities.
The Big Sports Breakfast.
Let's hope that your roommate Jack White's avoiding the barbecue there.
Thanks, boys.
5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One.
Brought to you by Tab and Volkswagen Amarok.
The stars shine daily in Greyhound Racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio. Your racing and sports leader.
Yeah, time to put the focus on Greyhound Racing now. Ron Arnold joins us for Chasing Rewind. Ron, good morning.
Good morning to you all. Sort of a beautiful day in Sydney town, and certainly be a wonderful day at Rose Bay with the great weather we've got.
Yeah, we're going to have a chat to Mick Cowley a little later and find out how the Greyhound Adoption Day is going there at Rose Bay. But first of all, Ron, shall we cover off on the Zoom Top, the feature from Wendy last night?
Yeah, no, look, it certainly was. It was one of those sort of reminiscing nights, I suppose. Obviously, many that have followed all the world of racing over the last 50 years remember the great Zoom Top from the late 60s, early 70s. A couple of months back, her trainer, in partnership, Leal Watt, sadly passed away into her mid-90s, and the family just had a gathering last night at Wentworth Park to reminisce and remember the old times, and a lot of great old trophies and that were on display. And as I say, it was quite spectacular, really, when you consider that the Zoom Top litter, albeit 50 years ago, between the dogs in that litter, won 150 races. And last night we had an exceptional thing where the Zoom Top race in her honour was a litter of four, and they've won, after last night's victory, 97 between them, the one litter. It's quite amazing that just how it worked out.
Let's take in a replay of last night's Zoom Top final.
And they're off and racing now. Veloce Nero won the jump, going with it two times twice at the first turn, and two times twice will go through and lead Veloce Nero. Blue Moon Rising third. Poco Dorado checked and is 6 lengths away at the end of the field. So down past the judge, and it's two times twice. Leads them out of the straight by 3. Starting to wind up now is Blue Moon Rising within a length of the leader. Veloce Nero 2 lengths away third. Poco Dorado's going to have to really lift, but he's starting to wind up. Off the back straight, and Blue Moon Rising hit a narrow lead. Veloce Nero after it, then two times twice. Poco Dorado's flashing home. The leader, Blue Moon Rising, a length and a half in front, and Blue Moon Rising beat Poco Dorado. Third, Veloce Nero, last in two times twice. The run around 42.10.
Right, that was the replay there of the Zoom Top and Run. It was Blue Moon Rising for Johnny Finn out of box 5, getting the cash from Poco Dorado and Veloce Nero. Well, Poco Dorado was expected to win from the market, I guess, as the $1.40 favourite, but just the field of four.
Yeah, look, they all sort of jumped together, and she just got sort of pushed back a bit in the early stage. And to be honest, the field of four probably hindered her a little bit because it gave plenty of room to the litter mates. And look, you know, that litter now has just gone past those four dogs that went round in that race, just past $1 million in prize money. It's absolutely an unbelievable thing. You know, you can go through all the world of racing for years, and you'll never see something that these dogs are producing for their owner and trainer. It's absolutely staggering.
So that was last night, the Zoom Top Final from Wentworth Park. We've had feature greyhound racing across Brisbane these last few weeks. And from Thursday night at Albion Park, we had heats of the Brisbane Cup. And Dipping Bailey caught the eye in heat 3 run.
Yeah, certainly. It's great, obviously, winning the Golden Easter Egg back in April. And, you know, she can just continue to hold her form. And, you know, she's just one of those greyhounds that she finds the fence early and she just stays strong. And she got the right runs at the right time. And, you know, she's drawn quite well again in the final, drawing up box number 3. And I have the box draw final here. If we'll just run through it quickly. Beruga Brett is box 1. Tanachi box 2. Zipping Bailey 3. Box 4 is Dinah Patty. Mystic Riot is in 5. Nengar Diva 6. Lucy's Milo 7. And Black Opium, who probably will be the favourite, is in box number 8.
The Tab Fixed Odds have responded with the box draw there, and Black Opium has come up the $2.80 favourite after drawing box 8, as you mentioned there, Ron. The first reserve is Orson Allen, which is $3 and next best in the market. Dinah Patty's at $3.40, then Zipping Bailey, the Easter Egg winner, at $5, and Sinachi there at $5.50. So have you got a tip for the Brisbane Cup on Thursday night?
Look, I've got to be honest, I think the inside dogs hold the key because they've got plenty of pace, both Beruga Bet and Sinachi, and I can see Zipping Bailey getting a very cosy run. Black Opium's going to have to ping and go from box number 8 to get across to the lead to the inside division, and obviously being a bit of a one-eyed, the Blues are going all right at the moment and everything, so I'll give Zipping Bailey a nod to pick up another big group one here.
So that's the Brisbane Cup final, which is on this Thursday night. Now, we've heard the news that there'll be new starting times for Wentworth Park. What's the latest there?
Yeah, starting basically from July, the Saturday night programs. Obviously, they will vary depending upon the last of the horses each and every week. But, for example, this week at this stage, the first race will be about 6:05 p.m. and the last should finish around about 9:15. So, again, to owners and trainers and punters and participants, just make sure you have a look at when the draw comes out after Tuesday, and once all the fields, all the horses that are known, that will happen. Certainly as the daylight saving period and summer comes on and the horses run to, you know, a lot later finish, it will affect our times. But, you know, down in New South Wales are trying this to try to get a few people through the interest in the winter time. It's a bit cold at, you know, 9:30 and 10 o'clock at night sometimes to be up with young kids. So it's a chance to build the promotion to Wenny Park and just make sure owners and trainers are aware of it so they can get into kenneling time.
Good stuff. Righto, Ron, well, you mentioned the Greyhound Adoption Day at Rose Bay. We can head to Rose Bay now, and Mick Cowley is on the other line. Mick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning, Ronnie. Out on location for a change this week. Fantastic.
And you had the news through the week, Mick, that Tim Cahill, a Socceroo legend, is now the inaugural ambassador of the state's Greyhounds as Pets program.
Yeah, it was a fantastic announcement for us. And I guess from our perspective too, Simon, it's not purely just an announcement in name. Tim's really passionate about animals in general, but also his greyhound. And part of the deal with him coming on board was that he got to adopt a greyhound, which he has done. He's got a dog called Luma, a beautiful blue greyhound, and she's going to be living up on his property up in Byron Bay, hinterland. So not doing it too tough up there, I would imagine. But as you said, fantastic day down here. The weather's turned on perfectly for us. There's a stack of people already, and already some dogs have been adopted. We kicked off at 10 o'clock. Some have already been adopted, and there's plenty more for anyone looking to give these wonderful pets a new home.
Right, so it's already started then. How long does it go through until?
It will continue on until 2 p.m. today. As I said, we kicked off at 10, so it's a four-hour window. We've got 45, or we had at the start 45 greyhounds. And Tim will be here very shortly. He's actually making an appearance at 11 o'clock. He'll be here to have a bit of a chat to the media, have a chat to all our volunteers and officials that are here, and, of course, anyone who pops along. And Tim's happy. He's very, very savvy and very public-friendly, and he's happy to have photos taken with anyone. He's got copies of his book, Timmy Time, here to be signed and handed out to people as well. So it's a fantastic family day. We've got jumping castles, face painting, all the usual stuff, the barbecue. So I suggest you both get out here after you finish there.
It's been a tremendously successful initiative over the years, the adoption program, hasn't it?
It truly has, Simon. From very humble beginnings just over 10 years ago, it wasn't that long ago we had a successful year, I think it was 13-14, a successful year where we adopted out 80 greyhounds. Last year, that figure rose to 415, and this year we set an ambitious target for the financial year of 650, and we actually already have surpassed that. So we're headed towards 700. Financial year obviously wraps up today. And hopefully some of these dogs found new homes today. That might push us over the 700 mark, which is fantastic. And Tony Mestrov, our CEO, his goal is to adopt every greyhound that goes through the racing cycle. So that's our goal, and that's what we're aiming to achieve, Simon.
So you're down. You've had 1 hour of the adoptions running this morning already, and there's still quite a few that you can give away.
Absolutely, yeah. There's plenty still here looking for a home. Special rate today is $75, and that covers everything. Yeah, they're all de-sexed, they're microchipped, have all their injections, worms, you name it. Everything's ready to go. You've got a ready-made pet ready to take home and lay on the lounge.
Good on you, Mick. I appreciate you giving us a few moments of your time. I'll let you get back to it, and good luck with the rest of the adoption day.
Appreciate it, Simon. Thanks again for your support, mate.
There he is, Mick Cowley, and my thanks as well to Ron Arnold, who joined us with a look at Wentworth Park and also what was happening in Brisbane. We're right on 11 o'clock in just a moment. We'll get a couple